engineer Jennings Cox, who during his time in Cuba at the turn of the century created this drink. Who knew? Anyways, next I have a song from one of my very favorite Canadian singer-songwriters who actually resides on a small island in BC, none other than Joni Mitchell, who's originally from Ontario, Canada. Mitchell originally recorded this song in 1971 and released it on her album Blue. The version I have is from her 2000 CD, Both Sides Now, in honor of World Daiquiri Day and the iconic Joni Mitchell. Here we have A Case of You. Let's go to that now.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that hand? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. And I sketched your face on it twice. So sweet, oh, I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. Touching souls, surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine, and you taste so bitter, and you taste so sweet. On my feet. I met a woman, she had a mouth like yours, She knew your life. She knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him. Stay with him if you can. Oh, but be prepared to bleed. Taste so bitter, but you taste so sweet. I could drink the case of you, but still I'd be on my feet. Still I'd be on my feet.
Doris Day with her rendition of Fly Me to the Moon off her 1965 Latin for Lovers, and that tune was in recognition of World Space Day and also World Moon Day. Next, in honor of Junk Food Day, oh my gosh, do we need a Junk Food Day? So much junk in the world. Anyways, I've got a song to recognize that. It's a tune from a woman, who started her career as a teacher and became an international children's singer-songwriter and has won many Juno Awards. It's none other than the originally Richmond-based Charlotte Diamond. Off her 1985 CD, 10 Carat Diamond, here we have I Am a Pizza.
I am a pizza. With extra cheese.
With extra cheese.
From tomatoes.
From tomatoes.
Sauce is squeezed.
Sauce is squeezed.
Onions and mushrooms.
Onions and mushrooms.
Oregano.
Oregano.
I am a pizza. Ready to go. Oh, I am a pizza.
I am a pizza.
With extra cheese.
With extra cheese.
From tomatoes.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
Running gonna for
ya. And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Stunning, I'm gonna win.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
There was a lot of triggering things, and so for me, what I want to do is want to make sure that I am carrying a message through most of my music, not all of my music, because I don't feel like it's my job. I'm not a musical activist.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Stunning, I'm gonna win.
Started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me.
From none other than the Bee Gees, recorded in 1968 off their album Idea. That tune was I Started a Joke. In keeping with July 24th, Tell an Old Joke Day, I've got an audio clip from the CD April Fool, released in 1997 from Vancouver-based comedian Nelson Giles. So, let's go to that now. Nelson with Weird Science.
I'm kind of a science geek. I'm a follower of the science. I'm not really a scientist. I wanted to be one when I was younger, but due to school, I drifted. But my parents, they don't think I have any friends, Mom and Dad. Last year for my birthday, they got me a walkie-talkie, just one. This year, they got me a book. I actually asked specifically for this book called Simple Electronics, because I don't really get electricity. I mean, I get it, but I don't, you know, get it. I'm still a little surprised, you know, when the lights come on. You know, whoa, you know. But... So they got me this book called Simple Electronics, and what I'd asked for, I get the book, it's like 800 friggin' pages long. I was expecting Simple Electronics. I was expecting 5 pages. 6 tops with, you know, like a crayon. I get the book, I just couldn't believe it. It was like 7, maybe, you know, with a dedication. I had to dedicate this book to my dog, Spot. who died suddenly while watching me rewire the kitchen. Maybe a little ode to Spot. A little haiku wannabe, perhaps. Snap, crackle, pop, Spot's crispy. You big mess on the floor. A big Spot, really. Out and Spot, how did I say? Buddy of mine took advantage of science, multi-millionaire, lives in the British properties. Got a bad ticker, got a pacemaker that came with a pager. Seriously, $50,000 for the prototype. Telling me all about it, he's so proud. All of a sudden, his pager goes off. What it meant was you had to recharge the pager, is how he explained it to me. You have to recharge the battery when the pager goes off. Oh, that's cool. So we're sitting there, his pager goes off, and his eyes roll back, and his head, like, holy shit. So I grew up in the prairies. I knew exactly what to do. Dragged him up to the car, got the jumper cables out. Seemed like a good idea at the time, you know. I've got his shirt off trying to figure out which nipple's positive. Well, they're both red. Not sparking. Turned out it was just heat stroke. I put the first clamp on, he came right to. I'm waiting for science to invent the beer patch. Not to quit drinking, just to make it more convenient. Beer patches to be cool too. They come in different sizes, 6-pack, 12-pack, 24-pack patch. Wrap around your groin, make it a shorter trip. Or shooter patches, they'd be cool. Shooter patch by law would be worn. Right. It'd be fluorescent. Fluorescent orange shooter patches. It'd be great to have that information up front, wouldn't it? Walking down the street after the, you know, the barbecue at your buddy's place, half tanked yourself, coming towards you, 285-pound unemployed BC logger, 73 tequila shooter patches across his forehead, all glowing in the dark. I'm leading them on the side. It'd be nice to have that information up front, I'm saying. It'd be like a sign from God across the street. Thank you. It'd be nice to have that information. I love beer. Beer is food. One naturally brewed beer is equivalent to 2 slices of bread and carbohydrates and nutrients. So if you're having a beer and a pickle, it's a balanced meal. That's how beer was invented, as food. Ancient Sumerians invented beer 4, maybe 5,000 years ago. They invented beer because rats kept getting at the grain. So they turned it into beer. It didn't stop the rats, but it made them easier to catch. The ancients were in everything. They did an autopsy on an Egyptian mummy, found that the mummy had been exposed to caffeine, nicotine, and marijuana. Pretty much explains the pyramids, doesn't it? There's your mystery. Pyramid started out as a 3-bedroom rancher.
Thank you.
And that was Susan Jacks with That's Where I Went Wrong off her 1972 LP, Thought of You. And now, in recognition of July 26th, All or Nothing Day, a day to push and challenge yourself, I've got a song that always makes me feel great, like a winner, like I'm going somewhere, and like anything's possible. This song is Neil Young's Heart of Gold, released in 1971 on the LP Harvest. Well, that's it for tonight's show. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. Stay tuned to Wave Station coming up next. So now I leave you with one final tune. In recognition of Rain Day here in Vancouver, I've got a song with the word rain in it. I wonder if you can guess what it is. It's a song that was released in 1979 on the classic album Breakfast in America. You guessed it. None other than Supertramp with It's Raining Again. Good night, everybody. Take care, be safe, and tune in again next week for more stories at The Arts Edge.
Did you know that cannabis was recently legalized in Canada? With this new legalization, the laws surrounding cannabis use and driving have also been affected. You have probably heard that cannabis use does not affect your driving, but that statement is a myth. Some of the effects cannabis has on a person driving are reduced alertness, altered perception of time and distance, and it also results in reduced ability to react to unexpected events on the road. We at Mothers Against Drunk Driving are here to keep impaired drivers off of the roads and to keep the people of our community safe.
Go to mad.ca to learn more about driving under the influence.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.